Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club from Milton, Florida. It's a joy to meet with you kids by means of radio, to sing about the Lord Jesus Christ, and to have a good Bible story. You know, I know boys like to play war games and have pretend fights. Well, believe me, today's story is a no-pretend battle. It was the real thing. Real swords and real blood. Stay tuned to find out the sly battle strategy and which side won. Thank you, choir. You know, I love to hear the choir kids sing, and I especially like to hear songs that are specific quotes of Scripture, Bible verses set to music. There's one song the children sing that I like because it's almost a direct quote of the Scripture, and also because it tells us of the future coming of the Lord Jesus Christ back to this earth to set up His kingdom. How exciting that will be! The words are, "As the waters cover the sea, as the waters cover the sea, the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea." Do you know what verse in the Bible that song is based on? Well, for time's sake, I think I'll give you a hint. It's actually found in Habakkuk 2:14. Habakkuk. That's an unusual name, isn't it? It's spelled H-A-B-A-K-K-U-K. You can't forget it. H-A-B-A-K-K-U-K. Look it up. Habakkuk was a faithful prophet who told the people of coming judgment, but also of the Lord's victorious return to earth when this verse will be fulfilled. See if you can find it in the Old Testament. Habakkuk 2:14. If you can find it, copy it down and send it to me, and I'll send you a little prize, and I'll be proud of you. Find it now, Habakkuk 2:14. Send your copy to me, Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. I'll be looking for your note. Now, choir, how about another song before story time? Today's story is Ambush at Ai from Joshua chapter 8. The first battle for Ai ended in glaring defeat. One man's sin caused a national tragedy. Achan's sin was judged, but the city of Ai still loomed before Joshua. This time he sought God and laid a strategic battle plan. God gave the orders to take the city, and this time God promised his presence and power and victory, and also that the people could have the spoil from the city for themselves. Poor Achan, if only he had not been so selfish, if he had waited on God's timing, look at all he could have had. But his greed and disobedience brought deadly results. If only we could learn to obey the Lord and wait on him. Anyway, Joshua was ready for battle now. This time, instead of just a few soldiers, he took every able-bodied man. Instead of just marching them all in one troop across the valley, God gave him a cunning plan. He divided the men into three troops. He sent 30,000, yep, that's what I said, 30,000 mighty men silently under the cover of darkness to hide behind the city of Ai and lie in wait until he gave a certain signal. Oh, Joshua was laying an ambush. No doubt those mighty soldiers were quivering with excitement, anxious to fight, but they were obedient and resolved to wait for the signal. They would not take victory for granted as they had before. While that big host lay in wait behind the city, Joshua led another 5,000 men to the west side of the city and set an ambush there. The people of Ai didn't have a clue what was going on outside their city that night. They had soundly defeated that wimpish Israelite army and had run them back to camp. Oh, they weren't afraid of them anymore and felt quite safe and secure inside their city walls. When the two ambushes were set, Joshua was ready for action. He took the rest of the army and marched toward the city gates. As daylight broke, the king of Ai saw the troops coming. Suddenly, trumpets sounded the warning. Ai's army grabbed their weapons and ran with all their force out to the city gates. Perhaps the king thought the Israelites were pretty dumb to try to invade his city again. He had trounced them once, and here they came back for more. "After them," he cried. "If it's war they want, we'll give 'em a fight and destroy 'em. We'll wipe 'em out. They'll never take our city." When Joshua was sure that he had drawn all the army of Ai out the city, he put his next step in action. The Israelite forces fought Ai army outside the gates for a little while. Then they turned and ran back toward camp as if defeated and fleeing for their lives as before. Ai's army chased them fiercely, sure they were running them off and defeating them again. And all of Ai's army left the city in a fury to chase and kill the Israelites. When Joshua saw that all the enemy soldiers had followed his decoy army out the city, he raised his sword and gave the signal. At that, the two ambushes in secret hiding in the brush rose to action. With no Ai men left in the city to protect it, the ambush army invaded the city, set everything on fire, killed the people, and utterly destroyed it all. When Ai's army looked behind them and saw their whole city going up in smoke, they were helpless. They didn't know which way to run. Then Joshua and those who had pretended to run scared turned around, swinging their swords, fighting and killing every enemy in their path. With the ambush upon them and Joshua's decoy doing an about-face, Ai's army was in chaos and was utterly destroyed. Israel saved the king alive, but when they finished the battle and burned the city to the ground, Joshua hung the king on a tree. His body hung there the rest of the day for all to see. Then, when the evening sun went down, Joshua commanded men to take down his body, throw it down at the gate of the burned city, and pile a huge heap of stones over it. Everyone could plainly see that God gave the victory and made it complete. God doesn't do things halfway. Joshua obeyed God, and God brought victory. God's plan worked. His way was right. And they built an altar to offer sacrifices and praise to the Lord. Then Joshua called his people together and read all the book of the law to them. Victory drove them to the word of God. And each day and every event should also drive us to the precious word of God. Yes, God is the God of the impossible. Matthew says, with God, all things are possible. But if we're to see him work and reap his blessings, we too must hold fast to God's word by reading and knowing and obeying it. The Bible tells us how to be saved from our sin. Jesus told Nicodemus, "Ye must be born again." Well, Nicodemus wondered what that meant, and Jesus explained that he couldn't be born like a tiny baby into the world as he was the first time. Being born again isn't something you can see or touch. It's receiving a new, clean nature on the inside by God's Spirit when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. When we repent of our sin and trust in His death on the cross as payment for our sin. But I'm glad to tell you, boys and girls, that Jesus did not stay dead. He rose from the dead. He is alive now in heaven. And because he lives, he can give us eternal life. He that hath the Son hath life. Open your heart today and receive him. And if you'd like more help, write to me at Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. And now, bye-bye until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.